großer Jubiläums-SSV im dänischen Bettenlager mit gigantischen Angeboten. Alle Gartenmöbel 25 bis zu 50% reduziert und alle Gartenauflagen auch bis zu 50%. Dänisches Bettenlager. Qualität sehr preiswert. Don't try to run, don't try to hide.
What's up, fool podcast? What's up, fool? We're here, man. We're back. Rodrigo Choi is here.
2 weeks, right? 2 weeks?
Lisa's here on the wheel of steel. Eric's over there popping fireworks. He lost a finger.
Injured, man.
We have a guest right here, Brian Holtzman. We'll get to him later.
True comedy jewel.
We're going to get down to the nitty gritty, bro. Ask him about the mustache.
Just let me know when you want me to speak.
All right. What's up, boo, man? First of all, man, we want to apologize about the last podcast we just threw at you guys. We were on the top of a helicopter, man. So people complained, huh?
Some people did.
What do they want?
We tried.
Right?
They want good quality audio.
What's up, boo, man? Where you been, bro?
Where I been? Riverside on Tuesday night. Popping firecrackers last night.
Well, how was that? 4th of July.
Orlando, Monday night. 4th of July was killer, dude. Went to my mom's house for a little while. Ate burgers and went to my lady's grandma's house. We ate burgers, popped fireworks. Went home, dog. It was cool.
Went to go buy fireworks with this guy, right? And he wanted like sparklers, whatever, right?
The works.
You know? Whatever they saw in that box in Montebello. You know that box?
Give me the Montebello box. Please.
Purple Rain.
Yeah, those.
Snakes.
So I went to this dude.
I went to this dude,
and I'm waiting for him in the back, you know, of his shop. Then a car rolls up, and he pays the guy. He comes out with his big ass box, and he opens it up, and he goes, "Man, you can have two of those." And I thought he was giving me just two cans, right? But no, man, there were like six cans per rocket. So it's a tube, and you put the one can in there, you shoot it. He goes, "Man, you can shoot a helicopter with this."
Oh, you'd be like hanging off a Black Hawk right there, dog.
You want to give me two? I said, "Hell no, man. They're going to find out who I was." It's like going over there. It's like going to go buy a BB gun, and this fool shows up with AK-47 scopes.
Everything.
But yeah, man, these were good fucking fireworks.
Like that dude that was shooting them at the Huntington Park police?
Yeah. Better than those.
Really? Hell yeah.
So we got to see fireworks outside of our house. Our neighbor, we didn't even know her, bro. She was there in her shorts and fucking 90, I guess.
I didn't notice that.
Her nightgown or whatever.
Moo-moo or what?
Low-cut t-shirt it was. She was popping her fireworks, you know, Roman candles, skyrockets. And then after everyone, she'd go there, turn it off with water.
It's funny, everybody has a little water bucket so they can turn it in.
When I was a kid, there was no water, right, Brian?
No, I didn't see any.
There was no safety, right?
No.
There was nobody. There was no throwing away the firework because they had those short fuse.
Oh, no. Somebody with a bloody hand.
You give that to your cousin, bro, in the wheelchair.
I like the Roman candles myself.
Hell yeah.
A Roman candle, the one who got...
They got about 8 of them inside that little cylinder and just shoot them out. It looks like sprees.
I like those, man.
They're bomb, dog.
I like to ride a bike and just shoot those out.
A little drive-by.
So we went to Orlando, fool.
Hell yeah.
How hot was it?
Oh, my God, dude, the humidity. But it was all right, man. It wasn't bad.
It was nasty.
It was hotter before.
You gotta love your family, man, to take your kids out there, man. It is hot. Screaming. Humidity. They want lollipops.
Everybody.
They want to use the restroom and it's steaming.
Oh, my God.
You gotta really love your kids, man.
The best is the when somebody urinates on the black top and it's really, really hot. You can smell the urine wavering off the pavement. It's something else.
Out of this world.
Real fool. So went to go play miniature golf, bro. Sweated like
Orlando.
It's
so hot.
You guys just driving or just a whole little whole 9 yards?
We walked. Yeah, it's like Pirate's Cove, like right down
fun.
The street from the hotel.
You guys had fun? Miniature golf in a long time?
I love miniature golf.
She's good at it. She broke the record.
I've never done
the
it.
Record.
I was just 3 over par for the whole course.
Over par?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good.
4. OK. Caddyshack.
Little golf cart and everything? Or?
But it was cool, man. It was fun. It was hot, though, dude. It was fucking hot.
Yeah, man.
I just said, fuck it, dude. I'm going to walk around with no t-shirt. I didn't care no more. I was hot, fool.
Yeah, he took his t-shirt off in the middle of the road. Like
my t-shirt was soaked.
He was proud. He was like...
I went to the theater, dog.
And I got to go to see Lisa's family reunion. Shout out to the old Daniels.
How was it?
Oh, it's good. It was good. They're really good people. They're really good people.
Well, I met Dottie, bro, the godmother, bro.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah. You kiss the ring?
People, hell yeah. People started in line to talk to her. And she was in a car accident, so her mom was like, talk to me.
Yeah, she like sits over there in the chair and then smokes nonstop. And then,
like she turns off the cigarette and lights another one. Come over here, hon. Same cigarette.
The old school style?
Yeah.
Kind of like the way you do with tortillas, bro.
Yeah, she's like frozen in this position, you know, like her one of her hands is kind of frozen, like it's just paralyzed like that. But she has no problem smoking that cigarette with it.
Bring it to
she's
the
figured
lips.
It out. Yeah, it was. She's great.
Yeah, no, man, to get to her house, you got to pass security, and then they got to let you in. Then you got to go over a little bridge to get to the island where all the houses are at.
Yeah, she's got money. She Cocoa started Beach. Dirt poor, you know, literally.
It was Cocoa Beach.
It was Cocoa Beach. They are in like something, Indian Hill something.
Yeah, man.
It's like a real gated community there on a golf
they
course.
They have dolphins, manatees out there.
Yeah. Oh, really? Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, you just leave like the canal and then you go out.
You know how some places, bro, they park their boat and it stays on the water in their neighborhood? They have like a lift that lifts it up and it stays up in the air, so they won't get no barnacles, nothing, and the boat stays clean.
Oh, that's money. Yeah, when they can do that,
that's real money.
Yeah, man, just to keep the barnacles. Yeah,
everybody else boat, everyone else boat around. You know who lives there by how clean their boat is. Like if your boat has barnacles and you're in there, bro, you probably there on delivering fish,
visiting.
But everybody there works, bro. Her whole family, and she has like a cousin-in-law or a cousin that. He's a doomsday prepper.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, he had the conversations like, yeah, man, nobody really going to make no money, man. Listen, you're a Kennedy or a Rockefeller.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
That's the only way you're going to make money. Unless you're going to be a Rockefeller or a Kennedy or a Bush.
Oh, Rothschild.
He's smart, but like too smart for his own good.
But don't expect me, you know, to rise above the business, you know.
Got it all figured out, hot dog.
They called up. All right, didn't you want to be in the military? Talk to this guy. Tell him what you want to be.
Ex-military guy?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, he was a military. He I had a lot of military in my family.
He has stories, bro. Like they're all like, yeah, man, you got those guys from the Gulf War. They looked down at guys who were the first time there, you know. And you got Vietnam guys, you know, who looked down at us, you know, because we're not really in battle. But well, you know what? We're still out there.
Out in the field, that's all that matters.
Yeah, the fucking Henry Rollins tattoo, a dark one, black flag.
Black flag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, old black flag.
Three
tattoo,
bars? Yeah. Four bars.
Four bars.
Ready? But the house is huge, bro. That house looks like one of those houses, bro, that you see white people in, like in a soap opera, like Santa Barbara.
Yeah, that's weird. Lives.
Or
Dallas.
Dallas, man. Yes, huge, JR. Bro. The swimming pool, bro, the palace, bro, like... You could shoot.
They had a changing room outside.
Like,
and
her aunt could make money letting people shoot videos on that pool.
Yeah.
Video style.
Did they have that thing that cleans the woman in the bathroom?
Yes.
A bidet.
A bidet, bro. Wash my feet there. I didn't know. They were sweaty. They had 9 bathrooms, bro.
A lot.
9. Go to your room. Which one?
It's like a hotel in there, huh?
They have a screening room, bro, like reclining couches.
She can't go anywhere, though. So they don't go anywhere, so she has everything at her house, you know.
The TV was on Fox News the whole time I was there. On low, but huge TV, bro. And then it went to America's Got Talent.
She had to show us some little girl singing. Oh, my God.
I really love
check out this girl.
She's so beautiful. She's like hitting them her mouth.
But she like, her whole family were, Lisa's family were like a bunch of alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. Some of them.
And she lifted them up.
They were all poor. Well, they were all poor. Because they were just all dirt poor. family of 10 kids and, you know. And so, yeah, she started this business after having nothing in her parents-in-law's kitchen. And she started this business selling headsets, and then it turned into an empire. And she employed her whole family, brought them all down there to Florida, and they became middle class. I mean, she's more than middle class, but like came from nothing.
Everybody's working.
Nothing. Everybody's working.
There's nobody in our family that could say, she never took care of me because I could do make a phone call. Stand in line.
And if you work.
She's still helping people. So.
She's a helper.
All that matters.
You got to be really like, but she helps them, you know, at their down, like at their worst, you know, like, you know, problem. Just come to Florida. We'll take care of you. I know family member, man. You help, like man. That's funny. You help them with a job, they do well. You give them money, they fail, huh? Like, how are you going to help somebody, a family member with money, if they're in the situation because they can't handle money? And now you're going to give them more money?
To keep messing up?
Man, we owe money, man, like $1,200. Oh, man, check this out. You know how you watch people's videos and you think, like, oh, these people are living a good life, right? But today I saw a video of this girl and her house was on fire. And I said, okay, house on fire. But it wasn't really a house, bro. It was a shitty apartment. And they left the oven on. And a fireman showed up, bro. You can see how bad this apartment is. Like, it was one of the apartments where you could just lean like this and if a gang member could live next door and go, what's up, man?
Pass the great poop.
Yeah, we were over there chilling and shit. Toby Hicks showed up.
What's good?
What's up, fool? What's up, dog?
Summertime, dog.
Summertime, bro. Sure, you know how it is, man. I'm sweating, bro. I'm back to 289 on a good day. You're right. Tight.
Like that lady in Orlando said, el que no está bailando, mejor que se entierre.
We have found some good food, huh?
It was bomb. No, the only Cuban food.
What was that lady? What was that at?
Cuban. Zaza Cafe in the Orlando
Airport. My God. Zaza Cafe, man. Cuban coffee.
A little party in there.
They were playing salsa music the whole time in the morning, loud as hell.
Bumping.
You couldn't even hear your order. ¿Qué? No te oigo. El padre está por aquí. No te oigo.
Está pasando.
Dos cafecitos. And then she goes, número dos, por favor. Number two.
That was like the best part right there. The
coffee was delicious, bro. You have passed out, huh?
I had to take a nap, dude. I didn't sleep the night before.
It's hard sometimes, like 4 hours of sleep.
But you just got to power through it, dog. What are you going to do?
What's up, fool?
What up, dog? Hit us with the news.
All right, man. Oxnard, Liberty Live, coming up, upcoming shows. Oxnard, Liberty Live, July 19th through the 22nd. I'll be there with Rodrigo Torres,
yeah, man.
Johnny Rocky, and Lydia Popovich. So go check that out. Jacksonville, Florida, Comedy Zone, August 2nd through the 4th. Amarillo, Texas, August 10th. McAllen, Texas, August 11th. Lubbock, Orale, Lubbock.
Texas, a big state. Yeah.
August 24th. Laredo, Texas, August 25th. Have we been there?
Laredo? No.
Is that where they store shit?
That's Brownsville.
Okay, Brownsville.
Been to Victoria.
Brea, California. Labor Day weekend, man. We're going to be barbecuing vegan burgers. Right outside the parking lot.
I got the new, it's the new Brea Improv now, right?
August 31st to September 2nd.
Dude, they have a big old like screen up in the front. Mm-hmm. It's all like high-tech digital.
Have you been there?
Not inside.
Where is it at, though?
It's down the street.
It was like a...
Across the street.
It was like a couple buildings
down. Old Navy?
Right?
Old Navy.
Past Old Navy. Like
so the Tower Records in?
Yeah, where Tower Records
was. I heard it's huge.
It's enormous.
They have an upstairs patio, right?
They're supposed to have a rooftop, but I don't know if it got approved.
I don't know what the deal is, but yeah.
Who were the first comedian there?
I think it was Dana Carvey.
All
you
right.
Have to sing to the moon.
Yes, my own. What's up? We saw Larry Bubbles Brown drop, so Ryan, we've been gone.
Yeah, well, he was with us in Texas.
San Antonio,
and
shout out to everybody who showed up to San Antonio, man. People showed up deep. What's up, Food Podcast representing.
Yeah, man.
That seems so far away. That show. So El Paso, San Antonio seems like
a little 2 week gap. It's like a month gap.
It was hot over there, too.
Oh, my God. It was an oven, dude.
What are we doing? Complain about the weather the whole time? Let's read these comments.
Go for it.
What's up, Felipe? Only the raza at the reunion. That's right, bro. At the reunion, it was me and another half-Japanese guy.
Yeah. Let's go to the top.
Let's go to the top, bro. Read these comments. What's up, fool? Hi, Lisa. It's Mega Man in the house. What's up, fool? Patrick.
Mega Man makes several appearances here.
Fat Middle-Aged Man Podcast. You know what's up, dog. Only we love the 90s. Steven Martinez, what's up? Sometimes I play with my balls.
Yeah, I do too.
Bro, you know, this stuff that men do, we all know we do it, But when you share it, bro, it makes them all look like perverts, bro.
Captain Obvious.
Stuff like that, bro. Just keep it to yourself, bro. We all jerk off. We all go down on chicks. When you put it out there, bro, it's when it looks nasty, bro. That's when the Me Too came out. Right. What's good, Felipe? You know what's good, bro? Your sister, bro. How's she been? Francisco de Jesus. He's a soldier. He's here every weekend, every week listening. This is a late show. Dope, but I'm at work. Omar Gonzalez. Saludos desde
Tangamandapio, Michoacán.
Sounds made up, man.
Tangamandapio.
Little Michoacán, Santa Ana. All right, that's it. We got everybody.
Pretty much.
What's up, fool? I saw Sicario.
Oh, hell yeah. You seen it?
I was at the premiere.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was telling everybody that I was Benicio del Toro's stuntman. His stunt double.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. So I used to always thought that when you go to premieres, they give you like a bag with a t-shirt.
Gift basket?
A gift basket, or a Sicario t-shirt, or a holster, or a ski mask.
A little kilo. Holster.
Sometimes you do get a little swag like that. Yeah. Sometimes you do.
I don't get invited to those.
Yeah, you haven't in a long time. I don't know if they do it anymore.
Yeah, man. Like a little swag, like a little fake gun, you know, a walkie-talkie.
Too funny. You get the soundtrack that goes.
You want to say about that movie, bro? It was better than part one.
It was.
It was better than part one. But also, man, the soundtrack sucks, man.
It was just sound, right?
It's a creepy noise, like if Brian Holtzman was looking out of a helicopter, bro, in Mexico, and looking for narcos, this music would be playing.
Ambient background music, huh? Where the fuck are they? Where the fuck are they?
Where is Juarez? Then the typing shows up Juarez, Mexico.
His mustache is perfect for it.
Yeah, man.
That is something.
Vincent Fox right here.
That is something.
Some people don't like it. My family doesn't like it.
That's why you dye blonde, bro. What's up, fool? Who's listening here? Big fan, Felipe. Of course, Chris. Deadpool 420, original. What's up, fool? Eric Cruz. Buenas noches, cabrón. ¿Cómo estás? Yo estoy aquí, güey. When you're in Santa Ana, California. You know when I'm in Santa Ana, bro? When I'm going to San Diego and I'm passing by on a 22 freeway. It was fun hanging out at the show. Thank you, boys, for the hospitality. Who are you? And where did you hang out?
Who? Juan Montoya?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Jay Barones. That's Juan, right?
I think that's him.
He was at the Orlando Improv. What's good, you guys? Have a good four. Of course we did, bro. So I was at the premiere, bro. Free popcorn.
Like always?
Yeah, man. There was a lot of actors there, bro. Like, man. A lot of actors that weren't in the movie, bro. I saw what's the name of that UFC fighter again?
Tito Ortiz.
Oh, yeah. I saw Lupio Rivera sat right in front of me, man. He was bootlegging the movie.
Wasn't Chuck Liddell there,
Chuck
too?
Chuck Liddell was there, yeah. Dude. Lost.
The Iceman?
I said, Chuck.
I forgot about Tito.
I said, Chuck.
He didn't respond?
Did a bunch of other people, fool. Oh, Cheech was there, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
They asked me where to meet him. And I said, I already met him.
I already met him a bunch of times.
Not right now.
Not right now, man. I'm trying to get over some of the stuff right now.
A little
of
him goes a long way.
I've just been lectured here about how to conduct myself on the red carpet.
There's rules, huh?
So, man, check this out, man. I want the red carpet, and I look like the guy that was selling fucking beef on the Hershire's commercial.
Hillshire?
The Hershire, that guy that showed up. So I would have to check it out, bro. Watch the video.
Hit play.
Watch the video for you. Check it out for yourself. You got to tell me what you saw. Where's that volume?
Well, I don't know if it'll play.
I'll be the volume, man. What's up? Hold on. What? No, I'll go over there right now. I'm gonna ask Gabriel Iglesias to take a photo with me. Hold on.
Size of that guy's teeth.
Hold on. No. I'm gonna go ask Gabriel to take a photo with me. Hold on.
Some people get new teeth and they're too big for their mouth.
Busy. I'll ask him right now for a photo.
It's going double
time. Everybody looking back. Who is you? Who are you looking at?
It's the woman from the Jenny Craig.
Who is that, Jim?
There's Isai who walked by.
Isai Morales passed by. Sicario! I don't know who these kids were, man, but they were like ROTC or something.
Some cadets, yeah, from some military school.
Oh, representing Mexico that day? Mexico lost to Brazil, by the way. Uh-huh. So I'm waiting for a go over there. This fool, I don't know why this fool dressed the same way all the time, man. Wearing that hat, looking like. Who are you looking like?
The most interesting man in the world.
So this is the red carpet, people. This is how it goes down. You know, they usher you around. Hey, man. So I walk up to him. I say, man, what's up? He's ignoring me. He knows I'm there. Hey, man, can I take a photo?
Oh, I know what that is.
He goes, no, hell no, man. This fool says, no, man. What? Are you kidding me?
He said, no, I got a bone to pick.
And I said, what bone to pick? You ate all the meat. So right here, man. I'm glad you're enjoying this, Brian Holtzman. So right here, I'm all butthurt, you know.
Brian says, I'm not the only
look at my
one.
Face, looking like a little boy who got his candy taken from him. No quiso tomar una foto. But you got my fucking sweater, though. Mexico, rah, rah, rah. But I was like, damn, man. What's up with that? A bone to pick, but I didn't know what bone to pick, you know. I didn't know what's going on. I'm hyperventilating right now. Somebody give me some water. Anyway, so I'm chilling, looking like Beastmaster right here. That's my publicist right here, the girl with the curly hair, man. Who am I, bro? Everybody's asking, who is this guy? I mean, we're right here. I'm pretty much talking shit right here. But you guys want to watch what I'm saying right here? Go to the Facebook Live right there. And this chick right here, we were together in Platanito. Her name is Eddie Gaetan. And this fool said, what happened back there, man? I don't know what happened, bro, but I can't wait to see him at the fucking WWF.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see him at the fucking...
SummerSlam or what?
SummerSlam, man. It's going to be held at Echo Park. Willie's going to referee. What's up, hey? He goes, yeah, man. So I'm still looking back, you know, like trying to think about what could I do. So maybe right here I'm talking more shit, saying, man, you know what, man, I don't understand. People just can't let shit go. We're all grown-ups here. We're not even in a fucking movie, man. I understand we're in a movie, and we didn't get along on the movie set, but we're not even in a movie. So everybody's ushering me around, man. Come on, man, don't instigate shit, you fat ass. This is your first fucking red carpet. So we go... Lisa could tell you the rest if she wants. She was there, but we go. I just said, forget it. Get my fucking 3 popcorns. I'm acting like I stole it, but like I came up, but it was free. So I'm right here doing more last-minute thoughts about what happened back there. Pretty much couldn't take a photo. Just like I felt like George Lopez when he asked Eric Estrada, except I know this fool. So I go sit down. And I forgot about it already, right? Forget about it, you know. So I'm just chilling. I'm fucking like chilling. And then he comes over and gives me a lecture on why he couldn't take a photo. Like a lecture, bro.
And what happened?
Well, he just kept talking, bro. I was trying to give him the light. He went over. He allowed me to. He had a new 45 minutes, bro. So yeah, man. So that's what happened, bro.
You got snubbed.
Snubbed, bro.
Red carpet gangsters.
Well, I know, right? So that's what happened, bro.
It only takes a second to take a photograph.
It only takes a second, right? It only takes a second to go, you're a piece of shit, Felipe. Why'd you tell that story about me losing my fucking virginity in fucking Tucson, Arizona at Bugsy's? You know what I mean? Oh, that's all it could have took. Why? You could have just said, hey. Even when I ran into Joe Coy...
I kept it civil,
bro. You mean?
It was civil. I was surprised at that.
Yeah. You're gonna be fucking professional, right, bro?
Right.
I'm not asking for nobody to take my side, but you know how it is, bro. You're gonna be professional. Where can I catch Felipe Esparza's show, bro? FelipeWorld.com/tour. What else do you want to know?
All the dates are there.
What does it say?
Yeah.
Osvaldo.
Yeah, man. You know what?
Say, Brian.
I think Gabriel Iglesias is going through a dark period in his time, you know, and it's tough, bro. You know, like Martin's not there, man, to talk to him. It's sad. Alfred Robles is only there for the shows. What's up, fool? That's what happened, man. I was all sad.
It bumped you out, fool?
Bring back Martin. Martin has his own fucking podcast. Yeah, man. So that's what happened, man. I'm going to put a hit on him. What's up, fool? So what's up, Rodrigo, man? What you think of the video, man?
Damn, I don't know. I guess he's bummed out that you did that little story, so he didn't want to take a pic. But, I mean, shit, I would have took a pic. Fuck it. What are you going to do?
What's up, Brian Hose, man?
Hey, I'm happy to be here. It's really good to see you. Yeah. For a minute there, I was wondering why I was asked to be here today.
What's up, fool, ladies and gentlemen?
I brought you something. I used to work with you at the Laugh Factory late, and then I never saw you again. And then I was at the Dodger game once, up on the top of the top deck there, and I said that that hair looks familiar. No one wears their hair quite like that. And sure enough, it was you. Throwing the first pitch out
at
the Dodger game. So this is the first time I've seen you.
That's surprising. In a long,
long time. You just blew up. You just were there, and then you were gone. Wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So this is for you. These haven't been worn. Pick the one you want. That one's the New York Central Park. This one is Dubai. They're extra large, so they... You can grow into them. And thank you for having me on the podcast.
Yellow one, bro. Want that one?
Yeah, whichever one you want. Go for it. You take first shirt.
Good answer.
You threw the first pitch out. You get...
This one has, look, I'm going to look huge on that one.
This one has a straight line on.
Yeah.
I remember some girl told
thank
me.
You, man.
Yeah.
We got you one, too. A purple one and a white one.
Right.
What's up, fool? This fool stayed here and draw Fluffy Louis Virginity, bro.
Oh, Mario 10? Yeah.
Yes, gonna dog. Get blocked.
Oh, man. So,
thank you so much.
Many times on the podcast, we have mentioned your name, Brian Holtzman.
Wow.
And I think we had a bunch of other comedians, and we talked about you. We had Johnny Sanchez here. We had...
I'm sorry.
We had... what do we have, bro, on the comedy store? Old school.
Johnny doesn't know what he wants to be.
D. Del Rey.
Are you Mexican or are you white? What do you want to be? You know, it's confusing whenever you talk to
him. Is that?
He doesn't even know how to speak Spanish. You know, he's like a knockoff, you know?
Oh, my God. He's a knockoff.
The real deal Holyfield's in the
What's
house.
What's up, fool? So, man, and I talked about one time, you were one of the first. Oh, we had Al Berman on the show. So okay. You were one of the first comedians I met at the Natural Budge.
Brenda. Those were the days.
And Johnny Roberts. Hey, well, try the Nutburger. How did you start doing stand-up comedy, and how did you end up there? How did I, when I meet you there?
When I came to Los Angeles from up north, that's...
Where you from? North where?
Up in the Bay Area. That's where I started doing comedy. Because I said to myself, I said, you know, I don't want a family. I don't want a wife. I definitely don't want children. That's going to leave a lot of free time. I better figure out what I'm going to do in the evenings.
That was pretty much it.
Pretty much. Yeah, I needed to fill that space. Thanks. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, guys. So then I came to L.A., and then I, you know, in L.A., it took me quite a while to get into the Comedy Store, so I was doing the open mics, and that's where we met. Yeah.
Yes, I met you there, and I met you at the Natural, at the Waldo's Comedy Station.
Right.
Hollywood Hotel on Sundays with Don, right? Don? No, he wasn't there, but it was Don. It's white. It's not, and then her, it was Don and Chris, and then her dad, he used to sing, bro. But it was crazy, man, because I remember...
old crooner or what?
Yeah, I remember 1996, man. I was doing comedy like a year and a half, and we got the Latino Laugh Festival.
Right.
And I met your mom. We were on a boat together.
Right.
We were on the river, on the one at the River Center.
The Riverwalk.
At the Riverwalk, bro, him and I, and Freddie Soto and Darren Carter.
The famous story about him, right?
Yeah, I don't know who else. From the younger comics, you know, I forgot their names, but I just remember Johnny Sanchez, too, I think.
Oh, yes, he was there.
Yeah.
He was pretending to be, you know, part
Portuguese.
Of that, yeah.
Because the one time he told me he was Portuguese.
Yeah.
Iberian Peninsula. It's close, right?
It's hard to nail him down. But yeah, the Latino Laugh Fest.
How would he have long hair and a ponytail?
Yeah. I think he wanted to be an Indian then.
And this, I was new at comedy, bro, like brand new. And I would see him go, well, bro, and just talk shit, bro, about Brenda, the owner. You fucking Brenda, you fuck with your suck your stat ass tits. Like that.
A natural
like,
fudge?
What the fuck? Yeah. Like raw, bro, like really.
Fountain Avenue.
Like spending his whole 5 minutes just ripping her apart.
Tight.
Like instead of, like everybody go up there with notes. He goes, what the fuck up there with fucking notes for? Like this shit, like this show's gonna fucking fuck you. Like he's about to go, like this show's gonna fucking, everybody waiting for him to say, make me? Fuck you, Brenda, you're sad tits.
Are those tits sad or what, Brian?
Bro, there were tits that were like 34, there were like 32 B's at one time. But now, bro, they look like one of those sacks, like in Lord Benton, bro. Frontier. Like a
fucking, an old pelt or what?
Yeah. It looked like her titties look like flat, bro. It looked like one of those pouches where you put wine in, bro, and you drink it when you go hiking. I don't know the
satchel.
Yeah, and then like one of those things that holds gunpowder, bro.
So we're back to the Revolutionary War.
But then, like,
give me a drum.
They were horrible tits.
As far as confidence goes, just full headed, bro. Like, can you give a fuck, bro? Like, everybody's dying, bro. I mean, dying other young comics. Jimmy Kennedy was there. I think he was young. It was us. And then Cynthia Lim. It was me.
Deadwood.
I feel like they're sitting Goodfellas. Like walking into the natural fudge, you know. Yeah, man. It was Johnny Roberts in his fucking same fucking super that was always clean. And Brenda with her sad tits. Then there was Al Berman over there. And Johnny Sanchez. And Cynthia Levine. And Alonzo Bowden, and then the Mooney Twins.
The Mooney Twins.
And then who was that? Eric Edwards. Remember
that?
Eric Edwards.
The chubby guy, bro. He lost a lot of weight, bro. He was
in that movie, PCU or something. Remember?
Yeah, and he was in fucking that movie.
Kids at Home or some bullshit.
Yeah, he was on
Home Alone.
The Honeymooners.
My Three Sons.
That's not the Honeymooners. That's the Green
Acres. No. Jethro and
Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. He was Uncle Arnie. He was Cousin Arnie.
Who was?
So, the guy who mentioned Eric Edwards.
I missed that one.
Eric Edwards is the guy. Eric Edwards, the chubby comedian, man. He used to close his act by putting his tucking his leather jacket in and putting his jeans all the way up and cuffing his pants. And making his hair weird like a pompadour, and then like having the light dim on him, and then he'll have a cigarette and go rebel without a waistline. James Dean, imagination, dog.
All that for that.
That was a crowd pleaser.
People had long closers back then, huh, Brian?
Yeah.
That place at the Natural Fun, bro, was two comedians, and then I don't know why, but Brenda would put on like punk bands in between. So yeah. They're sitting up behind you. Because these fuckers ain't going to make it, you know. But this fool be fucking banging hard, dog.
You know, fucking play a song you know, you skinny bitches. You know, get off.
The chicks are sitting up behind him, bro.
You only get two songs. That's it. Get the fuck off. We want to do comedy here. Brenda, you bitch, get them off. Right?
And I remember that I went to the Comedy Store on a Sunday or Saturday early. Jamie Kennedy was there.
Deadwood?
Yeah, and you were there. And you said that Brian, Johnny Roberts died from a natural fudge.
First he had a stroke.
Yeah, then he died. Then you told me you should go pay your respects. You know, so I don't know why, but I went over there, right? And what's the name? The lady was dying. She was crying, bro. She was crying by the bar, you know, sitting by the bar, sad, crying, giving out free drinks. She knows it's over, bro. He held the whole place together, bro.
Right.
He had the fucking TV, local access. Then, like, I told her, sorry about what happened. Oh, I'm so sorry, Felipe. Thank you for showing up. I turned around, bro. I turned around, and I see her making out with one of the Mexican waiters.
That's our brand.
Closure.
Like making out with him, bro. Swapping. He's not even in the coffin yet, bro. Let the healing begin. Swooped.
Phil said swooped.
I think they probably had something going on.
Hell
before.
Yeah. Now it's official.
Yeah, I think Brian.
Now she has an excuse.
You have to sleep with her for good spots. Put me on right before the punk band. What's up, fool, man? So you did, I used to see a lot of open mics. But your shit was always like raw, man. It was real, man. Like a lot of people say that, oh, man, that fool is edgy or. Oh man, he's crazy now. This fool is crazy, dog.
Real thing right there. Dude.
Like this, I remember one time this airplane crashed, like on Saturday night. And everybody was gone, bro. This fool opens up the show with, I hear American Airlines is hiring. And then he said, Brian said, you know, everybody talks about all these hack counters talked about. Fuck that, put me next to the black box, you know, because everything survives. Why not make the fucking, why not make the whole plane out of the black box? The fucking hack comics. You know who survives? Two babies. Why not fucking just stay next to a baby? Make the whole plane out of fucking babies. So what happened in San Antonio, man? This fool goes up on stage, dog. Latino show.
I was so excited to go there, you know? And guess who? Goes up right before me.
Carlo Mencia, bro, bumps him, bro.
Fuck! Can't, you know.
Like, it's this Brian Holdsmith moment, bro. Like, he's supposed to go on television, you know, everybody went up. Freddie Soto was supposed to go up right after Brian Holdsmith. I got off. Johnny went up after me, and then Carlo Mencia went up, begged to go up. And
how do you bump somebody?
I don't understand.
Spot?
How do you go? How do you do that?
That
I don't know
is
what,
horrible.
How do you? You know,
your time to shine, right?
And Jeff Valdez,
he was just so desperate
big,
to have
Jeff
him
Valdez is a big Brian Holdsmith fan, by the really? Way.
Because wasn't there a crazy thing going on? Because he was with HBO and this was a Showtime production, and he couldn't be on the TV part of it.
Yeah,
but he snuck in.
He couldn't do the show because it was Showtime and he had an HBO deal, but he could do a guest spot,
unfilmed.
Yeah, I don't think he was booked that week, so he flew himself.
Oh, yeah, he flew right in, all the way from L.A.
So you got bumped completely and never taped
No, I performed, but it was anticlimactic after following him.
Then Mitzi Shore was there, bro. And she sitting next to Brian Holdsmith and Michael. She was like, what's going on? Why is Carlos even here?
San Antonio loves me, fuckers.
So he did like 25 minutes, and they were trying to get off. Get off, whatever, right? They just have to go up now, bro. After Mencia killing it, destroying it. Now, what they should have done is put up maybe Freddie Soto up and then another Latino comedian and then Brian Holdsmith now. But then he goes up there and he just turns into Brian Holdsmith, forgot about the 5-minute set. He said, this is not a comedy show. I work for INS. They're gonna lock up the door. Everybody here is gonna get deported.
Say it was a bust.
It's a bust.
Everybody on the bus. And then I said, I know this is a Latino Laugh Festival because the paper towel dispenser in the bathroom hasn't been touched. So they wanted to just light me up. But after that, I didn't care. My mother got to go to San Antonio. That's all I cared about.
She would call shoplifting, bro.
Never convicted.
He goes up the ditch. Then he goes, then in fact, you know, you could watch his set because he know what happened, you know? But like, he was ready, bro. Then he's up there and he goes, my mom got fucking shot. She would call shoplifting this morning. Never convicted, dog.
That's what matters, right? It's just right. A charge.
What's up, fool? That Brian Holdsmith, bro. Yeah. So you work where?
Comedy Store with Friday and Saturday nights, yeah.
I remember when at the Comedy Store, bro, I used to watch him, bro. He'd do like start breaking. He was the only one that would make bag on fucking Chewy. He'll throw in Chewy and say, "You fucking Chewy."
I haven't seen him. I think he went to Las Vegas. You know Chewy?
Yeah, the musician. Used to be the parking lot dude.
Can't park there, bro. Bro, you can't park there, bro. Bro, you can't. I'm a comic. What do you mean I can't park there? Oh, I'm not one of your customers. Is that why I can't park here? Yeah, Chewy Castro.
So when you started at the Comedy Store, man, was there a lot of partying going down?
Oh, yeah. 94. Yeah.
You used to party hard?
Oh, a bit, yeah. I had a special rail. I would go right from the Comedy Store right to the Rainbow. Yeah.
You ever been to the Rainbow?
Yeah, yeah, that rock and roll bar next to the Roxy.
Besides being the place to do drugs, they had some fucking bomb-ass mozzarella sticks here.
Mozzarella cubes.
Mozzarella cubes.
They were like mozzarella sticks, but breaded cubes of cheese. They were so good.
Yeah, when I ate back.
This guy said, rails on rails.
He said I had a special rail, too. You missed the joke.
Thank you, Francisco. Now shut the computer off and go to bed.
So you started at the Comedy Store?
Yeah. It took me 5 years to get in. Finally, she let me perform there. And then they've been spoiling me ever since. You know, it's like it's been a, you know.
I remember at the Laugh Factory, I would get my 1 o'clock spots.
Right, that's and when then, we used to work and together. And that's Brian, when I missed you, and now you're gone.
It was me, him, and Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, and sometimes Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
That was the crew.
And then Brian Holzman go up at 1:30 or 1.
You know who's running the club now? Who? What's his name?
Jay Davis?
Jay Davis.
He's the one I used to do that show at Dublin's.
Right.
Did you ever go there?
Once.
Did you have fun?
Once.
Is that when you choked that hooker?
No, the guy in the front row.
He goes, this fool, he goes like, yeah, man, they're putting up no parking signs on Sunset Boulevard no more. I mean, where's the guy supposed to choke a hooker then throw her off the road? If you can't park her, where am I supposed to fucking take her?
Mulholland.
So what do you do during the day, man? You have a regular job, right?
I used to work at the airline.
The Indian airline, man, right?
Right.
As a what? A mechanic?
Chief, I used to be the pilot for the Pacific routes, first officer. And then I got sticker flying, you know. It's kind of stressful, you know.
Your ass was flying planes?
Yes. This is your captain speaking.
Oh my God. I need a picture like somebody was saw your set.
Put your seatbelt on, or if you don't want to, that's okay too.
I just picture like somebody who just saw his set. Hey man, that guy was my fucking pilot. Now he's telling somebody in the audience to take it up the ass. You had a gun pulled on you, right, one time at a Latino show? Yeah, Willie Barcena.
Oh, he was there in that room. To this day, I have to thank him.
Yeah, Willie Barcena, bro.
He saved my life.
Karate chopped the gun?
No,
it was that there. Willie Barcena used to have a room that was crazier than Gotham. Remember Gotham's? Crazier than Wild Coyotes, man. It was all bikers, bro. It was Mongols. And whatever Cholo decides to walk in there. Montebello Way, another Montebello Way.
The tequilas, right?
Tequilas.
Wow.
Yeah, tequilas, yeah.
It was unbelievable. He came out to the parking lot. He came up to me real serious. He said, Holtzman, you got to get out of here. And the gate was coming down because they wanted to lock me in, I think. And I just got out in time. So to this day, you know, they took it serious. What I was saying, you know, they were going to cut me. I think they were going to cut me. But he saved my life. To this day, I'm grateful to him.
You're welcome, bro.
Where does he live now?
Silver Lake.
Oh, he lives in town?
Yeah, he lives in Silver Lake, right?
Yeah, with his family.
With family? In the podcast? No, right?
No, don't.
He performed still at the Haha.
He had one a while ago, right?
Long time ago.
And then I did one with Marilyn Martinez, and her brother David was there, and it didn't go well at all. See, if they take it serious, then they get offended, then it all goes south, you know? if you're going to take it serious, of course you might get upset.
Your stuff is pretty borderline...
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Your stuff rides the edge, I think.
Well, the realest motherfucker ever.
No, that's true. But
so that was just some dicey time because I don't want to get cut.
We're just messing around, right? Good time.
Yeah.
The guy was brandishing a gun through the whole show, I think, right?
Yeah. But it didn't even like Mencia was part of that show too later on that night.
What joke were you saying? Your TV clean set?
Oh, something about probably something about a leaf blower or some bullshit like that, you know.
You're a show, a leaf blower your girl's ass.
Yeah. Could you just bend over and just pick something up just one day? You have to wake everybody up with that fucking machine. And they got very offended, you know.
It was probably the one you said about your joke about how to handle immigration problems.
Right. Yeah. You put them on go to Home Depot and you pick them up and a big pickup with the double wheels in the back and you say, I got a big job, everybody in. And you just cram them in as many as you can. And you drive down to Tijuana and say, everybody out. Out. And then you come back and you do it again and again and again and again and again. And then I said, I think what pissed him off is I said, I knew this was a Latino show because there's a whole bunch of leaf blowers out front. And they just take that serious, real serious. You know, what are you? It's a comedy show. What the fuck?
Then you have to. Then the people get pissed. Then, like, when Latinos didn't get pissed off, white people got pissed off at his homeless jokes. You have that one joke about how you don't have no friends, so you got to use a homeless guy on the carpool.
Right, yeah.
They'll drop them off, you know, once I get to where I'm going. And the homeless guy gets pissed off. Hey, I don't fucking live here. You don't fucking live anywhere, you asshole.
Get out.
Get out. And you do that all day.
Out.
It's cheaper than the fine, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Oh, heck yeah.
You're going to leave a bed bug in your car.
This guy said, why did they want to cut you up?
That's why they wanted to cut you up.
Laugh out loud. That's why they wanted to cut you up.
Look at Willie Barcena's going to heaven because he didn't even know.
He was an angel.
Yeah, because Willie Barcena,
he
was just in the news earlier, right?
A couple weeks ago, right? Or a month ago?
What happened?
He was choking another comedian again?
Allegedly. We heard.
So are you on Instagram?
Yes.
Because somebody's probably going to draw you. Fleeing the scene of the comedy, and Willie Barcena telling you, "Go, bro,
go! You got to get out of here, Holtzman. You got to get out of here now." And he meant it, and I felt the fear. You know, I felt that this situation was getting out of control.
Well, let's go back, Willie Barcena. What happened over there, bro?
Chaos, bro.
Chaos.
Why do you want to beat him up, bro?
Leaf blower joke, bro.
Yeah. But that's the first time that happened. Because I know at the comedy studio, you got into a confrontation with Martin Lawrence.
Oh yes, his bodyguard knocked me down.
What was that all about?
And Willie Barcena wasn't there telling you to run.
Well, it was a miscommunication. I take full responsibility for that because the bodyguard has to. The bodyguard has to
appease his boss,
protect.
He can't wait to see what the situation is. He has to just take. So maybe he thought I was going to somehow injure Martin Lawrence. And that wasn't the case, but, you know, a bodyguard can't take any chances. Anyway, it was like a cartoon. You know, seeing a cartoon where Pluto gets punched across three tables and goes airborne just like that. I kid you not. The guy's a professional bodyguard. He could have ripped my nose. He could have detached the retina. He hit me right here on the right side of the face. Straight shot. Bam! And I went up and over the tables, airborne, and then hit the ground. And the first thing I said was, I can't fuck up this show. You know, I got to leave. I got to get up and leave. I could have faked it, you know. People were calling me after that. The People magazine was calling me. They wanted the people. They thought I should sue and all this other shit. You know, I said, I don't want to be part of Martin Lawrence's fucking creepy movie thing. You know, he gets in trouble every time he has a movie that comes out or some shit. You know, right. They make you shooting guns in the street in 818 or some shit. You know, I said, I don't want to be part of somebody else's fucking fucked up life. You know, I could take a punch in the face. That's not the first time I got punched in the fucking face. Probably won't be the last. But after you get punched in the face by a professional bodyguard and you get up, I mean, it's almost like a badge of honor. I mean, you know.
I could take
this. Most people could probably fucking be unconscious.
I picture you flying, bro, like Matrix style, then landing
bam
on a bed comfortable, like,
God.
Who are you saying?
I got off the stage. I made the mistake to get off the stage. And I saw Martin Lawrence. You know, you can tell it's Martin Lawrence because he's got ears. His ears have ears. Yeah. You know, the guy's I've never seen such big ears on a Martin Lawrence before. And so I knew it was him. And he was in the club for some reason. Smiley from HBO was there in the back. He said it was the most amazing thing he's ever seen in his whole fucking life. And so I went over to... Because they were fucking with me, you know. They were fucking heckling. They were fucking with me. So, you know, I was at that point where sometimes that happens. And I got off the stage and approached him. And the bodyguard has to just take his, you know, he has to be the bodyguard. Even though I had no violent intentions whatsoever. And bam! And I just picked myself up and said, you know, there's a show going on here. Don't fuck up the show because you got fucking knocked out, you fucking asshole.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah, just take your fucking lumps, go away, and come back another day. Maybe don't leave the fucking stage, you know? So I take full responsibility for that.
Would you go right after the parking lot to hang out with Chewy?
I got on that rail.
Back to the rainbow. Where's that leprechaun at?
But that mouth.
Now I'm on my cheeks.
This, right here. This is where it happened. Right here. And this was swollen. I was this close to going to a fucking doctor. That's how many weeks it was a ball. But I look at it like it could have been a lot worse. I mean, your nose could have been flat. Your fucking eye, your retina could have been detached. Your throat could have been smashed. The guy was professional. Just straight. None of this fucking bullshit, you know, how amateurs hit people.
Yeah.
Straight. And the guy was a brick shit house, too. Big as all fucking hell. Yeah. But what are you going to do? It's comedy. What the fuck, you know? You know, it's like doing this podcast. You asked me to be here, and I showed up. I hope it goes well. I hope people like it. I don't know. But it's good to see you, dog. Ruff.
Ruff. What's up, fool? I love it.
They don't make them like this anymore,
would
dog.
You're like any other comedian, bro. They would went on Joe Rogan and begged to be on,
bitched and screamed
the whole story for the likes, or they would have like trying to get on something. I'm not saying just Joe Rogan, but any other podcast,
right? Be all victimized.
But back then, man, you just take a hit and you get up, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. You took it like a soldier, dog.
Just get up and
it wasn't the first time.
And right? It was my fault anyway. No, I got fucking. There was one time, another time in the Air Force, in the barracks, when I was bothering this other guy, you know. I was hopped up on cough medicine, and I was being fucking, I deserved it. And this guy had had enough, he was from L.A., and he came around with a right hook, and I was on the carpet in a second. And you just get up and you go, wow, that's what it's like to get fucking hit. You walk back to your room and you're kind of embarrassed, but you know you deserved it and you take it. You just take it. But it's an amazing feeling to just fucking hit the carpet in like a second. One minute you're walking, the next minute you're fucking picking yourself off the fucking. So I always remember that one. Those are the two biggest ones. And when my brother Jay bit me. Yeah. But, it's all good. It's all comedy, right? Have fun. Jeez.
Damn.
But when you're finished these shows, these big shows you do, do you just want to leave? I never understand the signing the T-shirts and the CDs. Don't you? Do you really want to see the people afterwards? Isn't it better just to run away?
I like to shake their hands. I like to meet them.
You don't get. You don't get. You like it.
Somebody gave us $2.
Be the son.
Cheap motherfucker.
Open up that wallet.
This guy lives.
I think loves, probably.
Loves getting fisted. What's Brian's favorite store?
Who's Brian's favorite shore?
Shore?
Like Polly or?
Polly Shore, Dina Mitzi. Shore, Mitzi Shore.
Mitzi.
That'd be Mitzi, right?
Mitzi.
She passed you?
Yeah, Mitzi passed.
How many times did you audition?
Oh, quite a few. Quite a few. 5 years it took me to get over there.
I remember I looked at some crazy motherfuckers out there like Peter Chen.
Oh, Peter Chen. Yeah, he didn't know how funny he was.
No.
He was so funny.
He was hilarious, man. Yeah. Just crazy.
Boom shakalaka.
But I've seen him doing print ads and stuff. He does other things.
He does. Commercials. I've seen him, yeah.
Boom shakalaka is still there, selling his garage sale items on the patio. Yeah.
Boom shakalaka, bro. How was the other one, man? The other guy.
Armenian
dude?
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm a river.
Robert Williams, Abadaya.
He's still there.
I know, man. He's like, he goes up. You seen him, right?
Yeah,
he's like,
dude.
He's dressed like a scientist, right?
Yeah, and he wears a like
a little bag on his head.
They're like paper in his
plastic bags.
Yeah, paper around his neck. He loves weed.
Yeah. But that the store is hopping now. It's,
well, you have to look at, bro. Somebody gave $5 to Rodrigo.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Ki, Lisa's pappy. Were you there at the comedy store? Because I know you used to go there a lot, and I will go there a lot Monday nights too. But you were there when remember when I won't say the Black Night, but yeah, it started off with Fat Tuesday. Right. How big that show got, Fat Tuesday.
In the main room,
and they had the Farrakhan there, everybody there. You did that show too, huh?
I never did that show.
Oh, I thought you did it.
That was a hard show to get to do.
Guy Tori, right?
It started out with Guy and his friends.
The only white guy that let do that show was that old guy.
Honest John.
Oh, they loved him. They wanted to suck him off, that Honest John. They couldn't get enough of that old mother.
That old guy.
Oh, well, they loved that fucking Honest John. Maybe he was blowing everybody in the back, you know? Honest John, give him a show and he'll suck you off.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they loved Honest John. He's very funny, but it was hard to get a show on that. But
you did Chocolate Sundays, though.
No, I didn't do any of that either. I got a. I'm not. You know. Philippi knows me. You know, in this show business, you have. You know, it's comedy. You have to. You have to put yourself out there. You have to ask. You know, I have a problem asking for shit. You know, it's just a personality problem. You know, you have to be a fucking go getter. You have to be a networker. You got to be fucking willing to swallow some semen. I don't want to swallow any semen. Fuck you. If I got nothing to say, I got nothing to say. I'm not good at making conversation. You know what I mean? Just to make conversation. You know, if I come up to somebody and they don't say nothing, and then I'll say something, I'll start to say something like, you know, but I don't get anything back, then it's over. Fuck you. You don't want to fucking ask me about me? Then fuck you. Am I supposed to ask you about you for fucking 5 minutes? Fuck you. You know, so it's a tough thing, you know. That's why I was so eager to do Felipe's podcast, because, you know, we go back, and he's genuine. There's no, well, some of the other comics, I guess, don't think so, but you're very genuine, and you're very honest, and there's no sleaze factor. I told another comic that once, that guy Steve Byrne. You know Steve Byrne?
Yeah,
he's funny. I like Steve Byrne, and there's no sleaze factor in him. He's just a real...
No, just regular guy.
Just a regular guy, and it's just you don't see anything else. No agendas, no hidden psychological fucking problems. We're all crazy, but you know what?
There's no hidden favor.
Right.
No,
right.
There's no, take me on the road.
Hidden favor.
For you.
Right.
You were carjacked, how, your first time here?
I got carjacked over in Silver Lake, one of those predominantly neighborhoods. And, I was in a convertible Mustang, and sure enough, when they point the gun at you, you're fucked. You got to do what they fucking say. If they say, come over here and suck my cock, thank God he didn't say that. He just wanted the leather jacket I was wearing and the fucking car. And they got it.
You were Freddy Soder. Johnny.
It was, what was that guy? Eric Madigan. Remember Eric Madigan? No. We were coming from Cynthia Levin's house at that time. It was in the daytime.
Damn.
And they just pulled up behind me, and it was, you just do what they say, and you hope that they don't fucking...
They took your leather jacket?
Yeah. It was a nice one. It was like baby veal. Real soft.
Soft.
Yeah. It wasn't even kept in the cage. It was right from the birth sack. They took this baby veal right from the birth sack and made the jacket. It was fresh. It was fresh.
This is back when Silver Lake was not the way it is now. Like, not
hell
gentrified,
no.
Right?
It
this
was
crazy
back
when
then.
It was crazy, yeah.
And yeah, cops. Right.
Somebody just asked if it was a hipster, but this was before.
Hell no.
Back before when it was dangerous.
So who carjacked you, a hipster?
Hussein got jacked.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Who did?
A friend of mine. They jacked the Pestmobile.
There used to be a lot of gangsters in Silver Lake.
Yeah, they jacked
Silver Lake 13.
Mm-hmm. Took the truck and everything. Pointed M16s at that point.
Yeah, that's what they must have been. They must have been part of a crew, because there was more than one of them, and they just pulled it right up, and before you know it, the gun was right there. You say, fine, take it. I got it back.
The car?
Yeah, it was a Mustang, because it had problems. You had to put the gear shifter just right, or else it wouldn't start. So they probably, and I got that fucking car back in fairly good condition. There was a lot of food papers in the back, from various food places that, that they like to eat.
So what did you do? You just jumped out of the car and just stood there with no car, and did you run? Like, yeah.
No, we didn't run. They just took off. Wow. They wanted the car, and they were gone.
The wallets?
No wallets, just the car and the leather jacket. I don't know if I don't.
Must have been a nice jacket.
Sure, you didn't see it at the Rainbow.
The cops, the LAPD drove us home, and they were nice enough to show us on the way home how they treat people. And then you wonder why people don't like cops when they say, hey, look what we're going to do to these guys. Where the fuck are we? What is this, Blade Runner? What the fuck? Just take me back to my fucking apartment, will you?
Get Blade Runner.
Shit, fucking crazy, crazy.
That's crazy,
shit.
Man, getting carjacked, huh?
Fuck, that'll suck, dude.
Yeah.
Get out the car. All right.
And do.
You got to ask me nice.
So what's your Instagram?
Instagram is, what is it? Hashtag Brian Holtzman. And my Twitter is, Brian Holtzman was taken. So my Twitter is, hashtag, is it right? Hashtag
it's
Holtzman Brian.
At
Holtzman Brian.
And that's Holtzman.
Yeah, right. I just paid about $80 and they're going to give me like 60,000 followers that I don't fucking know. So I'm excited about that, I want to get up to speed, because I've been on it about 2 minutes, So I'm going through these companies, and people will think I'm popular, Maybe I'll get some road work,
You're all outing all those fools that do that.
Can you book me? I have a lot of followers. You don't have shit, motherfucker. You don't have shit. You got money to pay for that.
He said $80.
Everything's a cum job today. See, you're genuine. You got the audience. You blew up. You got it all the way it was supposed to be. You didn't manufacture anything. And that's why I love you, man. That's why I gave you that T-shirt.
Thank you, bro. I used to love you to host, man. So you would keep it real, man.
I gave you two T-shirts. Can
Thank
I
you,
have
brother.
Those two?
Yes.
Yeah. You got both?
I want both. That's fine. I figured he asked for both.
This was said, that's a crazy mustache.
Because, I'll pay him forward. Because I don't like, no offense, I know your culture really likes T-shirts.
I love them.
I prefer a collar on my fucking shirt, Call me what I don't have the body for a T-shirt. I have tits.
So are you saying you're going to use these T-shirts as currency or as like a re-gift?
Oh, yeah. These will be re-gift. Oh, yeah. They'll be folded. They've been worn.
These were re-gifts.
This is straight up.
One's from New York, another one's from Dubai.
You know how many listeners right now you're making sad by saying you're going to give those shirts away?
No. Someone else will enjoy. No. That's Central Park. Yeah. That's a nice shirt. That's a Central Park, New York.
Like, when were you in Dubai?
Dubai, I have to check my phone. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago. That place is off the chain.
You did comedy?
How did you do in Dubai?
Oh, no. I went as a tourist. I didn't want to ruin my vacation by doing comedy. Yeah. I want to relax when I go on holiday. You know,
Felipe hates to waste a vacation by not doing comedy.
Well, that's good.
This guy said, tag your sponsor in Dubai.
if I had a following like Felipe, then that would work, you know, but just to talk to a bunch of strange people in Dubai about...
We're just wondering how it is over there, like, because it's really different.
You did a special at one time. Jeff Baudet was working on a special.
Yeah, he said
what happened to it?
The sound. He said the sound was no good.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even get a copy of it. I got $5,000, and that was it. You know, it's the story of somehow how it works out sometimes, you know?
And you were working... You were working on it for a while, right? You were, workshopping it, huh? You were putting the shit together, right? Your act together?
Yeah, I was going to do it, you know, I was going to try to do it right, you know, get 45 minutes, find it, you know, and do what I needed to do to do it.
Would you ever do that again?
Oh, yeah. I want to start a GoFund to have people support my...
That'd be badass.
Because I don't want to spend $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 on a special that nobody wants to buy.
Yeah, it's a risk.
Hell yeah.
I can't do that. I can't take that chance. I don't trust fucking show business that much. And I don't trust myself. No.
What happened to you, man?
Felipe's going to go, oh, we're going to have to leave it at that. After coming over now, you stupid motherfucker.
What happened to you, man? When you
How to Stay Out of Show Business by Brian Holtzman.
Well, how to stay,
you should write that book, Brian.
Speaking about how to stay out of show business, man, what happened at that Mad TV audition?
Oh, that's another funny fucking story.
What the
fuck, man?
Bobby Lee told me, he said, Felipe, I always talk about you to this lady, Linda, right? From Mad TV, he goes, when I got there one time, she mentioned that Bobby Lee mentioned you. But what happened, man?
I go there. It was before I had to go to work, so I was in a particularly great mood. It's probably coming from my rails the night before. So, you know, I'm not in the greatest mood. So my manager at the time was Rick Siegel. He got me the audition. So I went in there, and they had to do three characters. So I don't want to monkey fuck around with three fucking characters. So I go in there, and I was mad. It was Mad TV. So I thought they would get it. You know, I thought they would get it. I'd go in there mad.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
And they did not fucking get it. They called the fucking manager. They said, how did you send this? Because, you know, their time is so precious. Them, their time can't be
you
wasted.
Tell them,
you know,
whose thing I got to suck to get on this show?
Fuck.
There were ladies there.
And I was mad, and they just did
it. Is that a quote from the meeting?
No, he was there.
Oh, I mean, is that what he said? Yeah.
Yeah, they were very upset, and they were just...
But he went full-on mad, though. I started screaming. Kind of like, yeah.
It's like Andy Kaufman sort of thing, right?
Yeah. On the Mad TV.
Yeah.
That was your first character.
Did you complain that you didn't get to do your second?
Did you do a second character, though?
No, I don't know. I'm not good at being tested. That's the problem.
So how long was your madness before they still cut?
It wasn't terribly long. I wasn't late for work.
Brian, you had a Mad TV audition, bro.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I've had my chances, so I can't take full responsibility for my station in life.
That's funny.
You know? It is what it is. We're all here to play the role that God is... Did you say God? You don't say God. You can't say... You know, we're all here to play the role... You know, that offends people. You say God, that offends people today. You know, everything that's offensive. So we're here to play the role that God assigns us. And right now, God is, I guess, mad at me and has assigned me this podcast.
I remember some lady go like this. That's not nice. Fuck you, fucking whore. Do you even know what fucking nice is, bitch? Well, somebody took it to a fucking comedy show because they want to fuck you after the fucking show, you fucking bitch. That's fucking nice. He should just fuck you in the park and I fuck the comedy show.
Yeah.
Real, bro. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, fools think that they destroyed Heckler. Nah, man. This motherfucker was destroyed. Not just a heckler, but the whole rotation of the show. Like, like they have to start the second show right after this. The headliner ain't going up, bro.
Sometimes.
You were on fucking Minor Mencia. I mean, Carlos Mencia put you on the show.
He put me on...
through your bone, you know, after bumping
after
you.
Bumping.
He had me play an angry audience member.
Well, I remember that. What were you saying?
I was complaining about him and just talking shit. Something about you. What he's saying to work hard. It's some fucking nonsense. And then I stormed out. Oh, yeah, they wanted me to audition for that. And I told them, once again, I said, Carlos knows who I am. If you can find someone else to do this, go right ahead. I'm not going to fucking audition.
Good for you.
And that's that.
And, because then that takes the casting director's job away, and they don't want that. They want to be part of the fucking mix, you know. They don't like when they get... When someone tells them to stand down, we don't need you.
Basically,
bitch.
Huh?
Hell yeah, he broke it. He's breaking it down right now.
Even when a comedian throws you a bone and goes, you got the role, bro, but they still call you in because they got to go through the manager
formality.
Yeah. They want to go have drinks, suck each other off, congratulations on the role, and then they threw you the script, you know. But you already got the role. But the cast, since they booked the casting director, she has to prove that she had a job.
Don Barris didn't put me in his movie, Windy City Heat. Did you hear about that movie, Windy City Heat?
Nah.
He wanted to have lunch. He kept saying, I said, I don't need lunch. I'm not hungry. I don't need what, you know, you want to put me in a fucking movie? Just put me in a fucking movie. Why do I have to have lunch with you? I'll take care of my own lunch. I don't need your fucking lunch. Who wants to drive all the way to fucking Hollywood to have lunch? Just put me in a fucking movie. So I didn't appear in that movie.
Brian, I really like the idea of this how to not be in Hollywood book.
Oh yeah,
I've done a
good job.
How about the Pauly Shore movie? To audition for that?
No, that was a given. No, the first one, Pauly is dead. Or
yeah.
Pauly's not dead. Yeah,
you in that one?
Yeah, just a short part. I play a homosexual gay prisoner who's trapped in a woman's body and incarcerated against his will. It's very, very morose, very sad. But I nailed it. I nailed it. You know, I took what I could from what I had, and I just fucking nailed it. I nailed it. Can't audition, but if you give me the part, I'll nail it.
Me too, bro. I'll nail the part, bro. You give it to me.
Yeah, once you know you have it, and once everybody's behind you, and you just do it. You just do it, and now everything's on digital.
Yeah.
It's none of this bullshit that you kept hearing. Oh, it's so expensive. It's on film. It's so expensive. Now they can all fuck themselves. It's all digital. We can do 150 fucking takes. We can spend it all day, and it ain't going to cost you nothing, asshole. You know? You know, all that bullshit is over. You know, oh, it's so expensive. Oh, the film. Fuck you.
I know. They would do that before, man. Oh, man, this guy, man, you're costing us money. It's a red cam, motherfucker. You're going to edit this shit when we leave.
Right?
You know who I miss mostly? Ooh. Is Marilyn. She was good shit. Did you know Marilyn Martinez?
Yes, sir.
She was the best because she said exactly what was on her fucking mind.
Real
and lot of the Latino comics, they didn't like that because no one ever took them to task before. She just told them. And I wouldn't mention names, but she told them, and they always said, oh, Marilyn.
She's too dirty.
Well, she
told them. They would say that to, like, not book her on the show and say she's too dirty or Joey Coco was too dirty. They just couldn't follow that. She was funny, man. She looked at a guy and goes,
mad balls.
I wish I had a big fat dick between my legs just to put it on your lap, sir. How the fuck can you feel while you're watching TV and I just take my dick next to your ear? You fucking like it. Just for a minute.
So just open up with that little ring.
So you was there, the brave bull, when she... There was a big fight then. Melanie Martinez then.
No, I was glad I wasn't.
Okay.
Because I heard it was ugly. I told whoever I told, I said, Marilyn wouldn't have liked that.
But I heard I missed that. I missed Carlos Mencia and Joe Rogan go at it in the OR. I missed that. I'm happy I wasn't there for these fucking these events. You know. You know.
Were you at the Marilyn Martinez? What was that called? Her.
That was her wake.
Her wake.
At the Comedy Store. You were there. You made fun of the. Of the,
that was that was Freddie Soto.
Freddie Soto's, yeah, I apologize, but you made fun of that one dude that was a virgin. Remember, I would have fucked him.
Yeah.
I was there too when you spoke. He goes, man, other guys coming up here that they knew here talking about fucking nicknames, fucking nicknames.
I said I met Freddie the first time I met Freddie. He was in the parking lot stealing a stereo out of the car. Yeah.
Did you ever party with Freddie?
No.
Just Johnny Sanchez?
I thought we were done talking about Johnny.
When Joey fought Jeff Valdez, you weren't there either.
What is that? What did he say?
That was Freddie's thing.
Somebody said he freebases his mustache.
Very good.
Rick Ramos read your letter.
Not anymore.
Rick Ramos, he's funny too. He tells me, go slow in the beginning, go slow. I said, Rick, I got fucking 15 minutes. There's no time to go slow. What, are you going to take your time? Please, Rick Ramos.
Give me some Rick Ramos, bro.
Little jelly bean. Yeah, man.
So, man, so you actually have an E for me to put out a special? Because I'll share it, man. I like to watch it.
Someday, I'm looking forward to it. Something's got to give. You got. They can't. Why do people buy this fucking detergent soap? Because it's on the fucking television. People can't buy what they don't know exists. It's simple as that. So how you do that? That's what has to be done. I'm convinced. I'm too young to go on the road and play fucking paddy wax in the fucking Laugh Fox, Laugh Hut in the fucking mall in the middle of fucking nowhere.
You ever done that before, though, went on the road?
Yes, I was this stupid. I was working for United Airlines. I got a week after a comedy competition in Sacramento at Laughs Unlimited. And like an asshole, I don't take the whole week off. Well, I think it was 2 weeks. Most people would take 2 weeks off. No, this asshole drives all the way from San Francisco to Sacramento, does the show, and then comes back. Goes to work, and then drives back to Sacramento and does the show, and then drives back for a fucking a week. Then the guy said, "Where's your date planner? Where's your date planner?" You know, years ago they'd say, "Where's your?" You had to have a package.
Yeah,
your package. I said, "God, I can't show him anything. If I show him anything, I'll never get hired." You want to see a tape?
You want to see 8x10, a DVD, a resume?
Right? And he said, where's your date book? I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. Then he realized he wanted to probably book me again. So I've been a fuck-up since the get-go, you know? No one tells you how to do this shit.
No, man. You got to learn, huh?
Hell yeah, dude.
remember that book? Remember that comedy book people were trying to sell you for $100 with all the bookers?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Vaguely. Oh, yeah. That's like stupid, silly shit. Yeah.
Well, Dante. Dante and Shang were selling it.
I saw Dante. He was at the memorial. He's a manager now of some kind. He I think he manages the
Ron
guy.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he manages Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. So,
how was the memorial? You were there to speak?
Yes. And they had cameras, and that was all filmed, and that was wonderful. But who knows what that, you know, where is that? What? I don't know why they had all those cameras. What's going to happen? Are they filming it for home movies? Or what the, what the fuck? You know. So, they had the old-timers in the main room, and then they had the next generation in the OR. And so that was fun.
When was the last time you hosted the potluck?
Oh, long time. I stopped doing that a long time.
You fucking host the potluck? It was fucking funny, man. If you were not going up. Okay, you got ready? We're gonna have a bunch of professionals going up first, then a bunch of people who woke up this morning and think they're fucking funny. We got assholes here who drove from Jersey for this fucking spot, man. And Mitzi's not even fucking here today.
Yeah.
What's the longest? Who bumped you? Like when you were starting to stand up?
Oh,
Eddie Griffin bumped me.
Eddie Griffin on a regular basis. Yeah, I went and saw Eddie at the Rio in Las Vegas, and Thomas Ward is doing really great. Thomas Ward is really solid, if you know Thomas
Ward. I know
Ward.
Thomas
he
Ward.
He opens up for he had Richard Pryor's son working the show, but they've asked him to not do that anymore. And another guy, but he's got a room at the Rio, and I went there and watched Eddie, and it's just, you know, it's Eddie Griffin, you know. And then he only does that during the week, and then he does the weekend show with the other, you know, the tour.
Yeah, the tour of George Lopez.
Yeah, and I got bumped by, you know, just about anybody who walked in, you know. It's a pecking order. People say, oh, Holtzman, how come they don't put you up earlier? Because it's a pecking order. You don't understand what's going on here. It's television. It's movies. It's fame. It's fortune. And that's who gets to go up first, you fucking asshole. Get out of my face.
He was tall. Who's that, dog?
It's a pecking order, okay? They can come in and bump anyone they want. They don't even have to be funny.
I remember this fool will be on stage, and then he'll see, what's his name, pass by. Fuck you, Wheels. What are you going to pass by right now?
Wheels Parisi.
You're the Wheels Parisi, bro.
Hey, Felipe, the guy that never returns my phone calls.
Kick ass. That's right on. He's in Las Vegas now.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
real estate. He's a banker, a chef. He's every fucking thing.
A realtor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, anything you think, you know, he's a bricklayer. You know, he hangs sheetrock. He does it all. He's fucking unbelievable. He's got 21 HBO specials coming up. Yo, fucking Wheels. Fuck, you know.
Wheels.
Wheels.
He's got the con, you know, he's right. You don't tell the truth in show business. People ask you how you're doing. You tell them, I got all this going on. Holtzman will say, well, you know,
Brian Callen, rest in peace. What happened there?
What?
I think that guy's lying.
Huh?
I think that guy's lying.
He's lying, okay.
Yeah, he's healthy.
What's up, fool? Where's the next show? Laugh Factory?
Next show is 11:15 at the Comedy Store on Friday night, tomorrow night in OR.
Main room?
And 12:30 on Saturday night in the main room. I'll close the main room out. So some will laugh and some won't.
Everybody's watching this show, man. Check out Brian Holtzman this Saturday, right?
Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Store.
Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Store. You gotta get that book out, bro. How to Fail in Hollywood.
Check your local. And then one time I was drinking, some woman from NBC invited me to her office in Burbank to read for something, and I was drinking Budweiser cans, 12 ounce, before I went in. I must have smelled like a fucking brewery. I don't know. That probably didn't fucking go over too good, you know? It's just.
What happened when you took that homeless girl home?
Oh, not good. Clogged the toilet and stained the couch. Ate all the food.
Is the Comedy Store haunted?
Oh, that's bullshit. If you think, you know, this hauntedness is just, you know, give me a break. I'm a Roman Catholic, and you're talking to me about spooks and spirits and fucking ghosts? Get the fuck out of here. Halloween. Halloween's once a year. Now get the fuck out of here, all right?
Any agents in the house? Hey, this bunch of the butts will fall off. Can you cover sew it back on, you gang? They know you, bro.
Yeah, that's a big problem. They just there's so many shirts that they produce in a day, and then they just instead of sewing it on like you would if you were not them. Anyway.
Well, Gigo, show's coming up.
Yeah, man. July 6th, tonight, I'll be at the Skiptown Theater at 9 p.m. Also, July 7th, I'm Ofrida Fest this Saturday. I'll be doing a set at 8:45 p.m., and that's in Riverside. And then July 10th, Viva Los Jokes, Fox Theater, downtown Riverside, 8 p.m. Yeah, man.
Brian Holtzman, closing up the Comedy Store on Friday and Saturday. Go check him out. Tell him, what's up, fool?
Those midnight shows are fun. Those late shows can be really fun.
Yeah.
Like, to end off your night, you know, and go say hi to Brian.
Thank you, yeah.
Before he runs out.
Go say hi, everybody go say hi to Brian, man.
And they don't charge it. You get there around 11:30 or something, they'll let you walk right in. You don't have to charge. So you cheap people, it's right up your alley.
But it's fun because Comedy Store is great because you can sit there and have a drink on the patio and maybe see some famous people. And then
hell yeah.
No.
Nothing?
Good for you.
No, I figured, I wanted to give, after that liver transplant, they recommended that I give that up.
Did you have a liver transplant?
Twice.
No way.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle.
He didn't survive his, though.
What's up? What's up, Fool Podcast? We're back. Are we coming back next week?
We might not have a podcast next week because of your schedule.
Thank you, Brian Holtzman, man.
Thank you for having me, buddy.
But the week after, we're back at normal.
Seriously.
Out here looking like Dallas.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.